With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
That's Jim Hooley, everybody. Stuck in Lyman, the beautiful city of Lyman.
I know this is for weather for Fox, but it's all I got.
It's okay.
Hey, Jim!
Yeah, hey, gang, how you doing?
What are you doing? Where are you at?
Well, we are right here in Lyman, as you said, right off I-70 and US 24. And I know you got the sun shining down there, the flowers coming up down there in Denver this morning.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
This blizzard continues out here on the Eastern Plains out here in Lincoln County, Ben. It is howling, just like it was yesterday. We got 40, 50, 60 mile per hour winds, too, blowing the snow. So the roads are a wreck, literally, in many cases, right? And they got cars scattered, abandoned all over the roadways. It's a mess out here. The blizzard warning in effect out here, according to our guys at Fox 31, in effect until noontime today.
We don't really care.
We do. I didn't even know.
I want to know when he got there. I want to know where he slept last night. I want to know.
God, you're making me crazy today. Just because you're not involved doesn't mean everybody doesn't want to know. I didn't even know there was a blizzard warning out in I-70 in Lyman. I had no idea.
All right, give us the warning again.
Yeah, blizzard warning till noontime. We got out here about 4 a.m., and, you know, it was nice. The temperature was almost 50 degrees. There was no wind whatsoever. But I got to tell you, by about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but the landscape completely changed. And we lost power. We were at a hotel staying up here overnight here off I-70. No power at the hotel. So we came back soaking wet from being out.
What do you do at the hotel with no power, Jim? You just sit there.
We got power back now. We got power back now.
Wow. And did you guys have to share a room?
I did share a room with my lovely cameraman, Elliot Trimble, and I must say he's a very nice young man.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if I need those details. But
you know what happened to him?
Yes, I know he got hit by a sign. I saw you yesterday.
Yes, we got hit. We're parked on the side of the road right by I-70 at the ramp, and the wind blows over this giant road sign, hit the top of our vehicle, an SUV, and slid right down into Elliot, who was out front taking some pictures.
That was
He's
nice.
Okay. He got hit in the back. He's going to be okay, but I bet you in another day or so, he's really going to feel it.
Dude, that was a huge sign.
You know, all I could think is McDivitt. All I could think is McDivitt at that moment when he got hit by the sign.
You could sue the city of Lyman.
Not Frank the Tank?
Yeah.
You call Frank the Tank.
Yeah, you should. You got to get Frank Azar on the line, too, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys, that big sign, the smacking your camera guy, I think you got something there.
God. Yeah, well, he's up and moving around today. So we're back out here on the road right now. In Lyman, trying to do the best we can in these 50-mile-per-hour winds.
So when do you think you're going to be able to get back to Denver?
Ooh, that's a good question. I-70 is still closed. You know, many of the roads out here, the rural roads, they're shut down, too. I have no clue, but my big old dog is waiting for me because my wife had to leave. My wife actually was able to get a plane out of DIA this morning. How that happened, I don't know.
What? Really?
Wow.
Wait, so your wife could leave DIA, but you're stuck in Lyman?
Yeah, how does that work?
That is weird. And so your dog
is going to Cleveland. She is going to Cleveland. So you know, there's another side of that.
So your dog has his legs crossed and he has to go potty?
Yeah. Well, hopefully my son will get up there and take care of him.
Okay.
Well, at least you're in Lyman. You got a lot to do down there. You can go to the beach. They have a beach down there. You can go to the Lyman Zoo. They have Six Flags over Lyman. They have that big Mall of America down there. It's a beautiful place.
So much to do in Lyman.
There's a lot to do down there. So you're not exactly out in the cold, you know?
We'll be hanging out at the water park later this afternoon. Yeah. I'm sure with little umbrellas in our drinks.
Hey, Lyman. Hey, Jim, I have a question. Do you feel like that that Fox 31 maybe gives you some crap gigs? You know what I mean? Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you were doing diseases, and they made you stand out in front of all the place riddled with diseases. And now they're making you just stay in Lyman where the roads are shut down and you're all by yourself.
I know, you know, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, that's what we do. You know, that's the oath you sign, the pact you sign when you take the job on as being a news reporter. So we do some nasty things, but let me tell you, there's some great things, too. Like, a guy came by yesterday when we were out here in the middle of the roadway, you know, standing out here in the middle of the cold, the snow, and the wind. A guy and his daughter came by with hot chocolate for us out here in Lyman.
Get out of here.
Big, big couple of cups of hot chocolate. And that got us through the afternoon. So that makes you feel better about what you do.
Well, nice. We just want you to know, though, we watch all the time, and we're always we always have your interest. You know, that's number one to us.
You.
Because at one time, you were covering that bacteria convention that was in town, and we felt really bad. And the next day, you're covering a norovirus, and we just thought that maybe you're getting the shaft over there at 31. So if you ever have a problem with those guys, you let us know, and we'll make a phone call.
You know, definitely. And I know there's always a place in your hearts for us here at Fox 31.
Yeah.
So,
oh, you can bet on that.
Thank you, guys. You didn't give up kindness for Lynn. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Hooli, bam, you're the man.
You are the man.
Thank you, Hooli.
Good luck.
See you, buddy. Stay warm.
All right, we hope to get back. Wow, 60-mile-per-hour wind still out in Lyman. 60 mile per hour. And a blizzard. Poor Hooli.
Jim Hooli.
I feel bad
for him. Gets the worst assignments. He really does.
I like that line, though. At least you didn't give up kindness for Lent.
Right, right.
That was sweet.
You know, we can obviously see it from our side because we see where he's at every day, and we put the pieces of the puzzle together, but he's blind to it. He doesn't realize that he's
beautiful.
Become their bacteria reporter, you know?
He got Lyman disease now.
Yes.
So sad.
Jim Hooli, Fox 31. Great guy.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.